Hello everyone, so in this video, in this session, in this podcast, let us go through some of the recent updates from the Atlassian ecosystem. And today, the updates are slightly different. Usually I make these update videos where I talk about any new news, anything that we need to know as a Jira consultant, as a Jira user, as a Jira admin. Because Atlassian ecosystem, if you talk about, at least if you talk about one tool like Jira, there are so many things happening. There are new features added. There are new apps that are released. So there is always something happening. And I try to, of course, cover those things because I need to know about these new things that are happening in the Atlassian ecosystem so that I can help my organizations, my clients, not my organizations, but organizations I work for. Now, today I thought let us do something differently because I don't really have like significant updates from last week. So I thought, okay, let us just focus on the questions. Usually I make get answers videos where I talk about basically I pick some questions from the community or if someone has asked me that question and I of course answer it. But today I thought, okay, let us find some interesting questions on the community and I'll probably answer them one by one. So the first question is in a way also an update for you in case you don't know. So there was a question on the community about organization detail fields. Now in Jira, service management, we all know about organization and I believe sometime in the past, like maybe it's not really too long ago, but recently Atlassian added a new feature in organizations where you can actually add more fields. Now this is actually interesting because when you add more fields, you can actually store more information. For example, if you have customers from a specific organization, not only you can create this organization with their name, like the organization name, but you can also store some, or you can create some fields, and those fields can be also accessed or will be available from other organizations that you create or you may want to create in other projects. Now, unfortunately, this particular feature of organization detail field is only available in the premium version and enterprise version, which I don't really like. I think these things, these small improvements should be there across Jira. I think when it comes to premium version or enterprise version, I think it should be purely based on number of users. I don't really like the idea of less features in standard plan or even free plan, to be honest. I mean, they have free plan. They want people to use it. So why keep... I mean, I understand, of course, they want to make money, but at the same time, a small company may want to use advanced roadmaps, right? And they are probably fine with standard. And it happens with my clients all the time because moving from standard to advanced roadmap or premium plan is a significant jump in cost. Anyways, so this feature, organization detail feature, is not there in your standard or free plan, but I need to know more about how this will work. It is good to know that you can create more fields and you can create fields like, you know, address or phone number or, you know, something else that you think is relevant. But I need to check, I need to figure out, and I think that is not really possible, how we are going to use these fields somewhere else. Can we like access those fields using APIs? Can we like use those fields somewhere on the report? I mean, it should be, I mean, if you're letting people store more information on the organization, it should also, it makes sense if we are able to access those fields easily. So let us see, I'll probably update you once I have more information, but this is something that you can do if you're on premium or enterprise plan. You can create more fields in your organization, in your Jira service management projects. Now, the next thing that I want to talk about is actually a question on the community, which is basically about sending automated emails based on the SLAs. Now, the question is about how to send automated emails using Jira for various SLA-based events. And I thought I'll probably mention this because this is actually a common thing that people want to do. Now, let us say you have some SLAs in your Jira service management based projects, and SLA feature is actually one of the core feature of Jira service management. Many years ago, when there was no Jira service management, it was just Jira core. We used to add more features by installing like plugins like Rapid boards or Greenhopper boards. And that was, of course, for boards, Scrum boards for Agile. And for Jira service desk, we used to install SLA. There used to be a plugin, Vertigo SLA, I guess. Yep. And at the same time, for customer portal, there was a plugin. But of course, now we have Jira service management. And SLA is like very important, like customer portal. Now, when it comes to SLAs, you want to do things like, okay, once your SLA is breached, you want to do something, right? Or once your SLA is about to be breached, like let's say you have not really met your SLA and it is just 2 hours left or 2 days left, you can do something, right? But apart from doing these simple things, you may want to do something which is a bit more calculative. For example, I can see in the question, this user is asking, what if I want to do something like send an email when the SLA is about to, or when the SLA hits 75%. So when you say 75%, I don't really think it is easy or it is straightforward. Like, what is the definition of 75%? How are you going to calculate 75%? And at the same time, when you want to send emails, so there are a couple of things. First of all, SLAs, yes, you can use SLAs based. You can write JQL to do something based on SLAs, and then you can send an email. You can use notifications. You can use filter subscriptions. You can always use automations. And you can always use script runner for Jira because this question is actually on server or data center. Now, when you're using some advanced apps like script runner, for example, you can, of course, do most of these things straight away. Not straight away, but easily. I mean, not even easily, but I should say it is a possibility if you know what you're doing. But you need some automation to figure out how to calculate that 75%. And also to send an email, to send like some kind of customized emails, I always rely on a script runner. For example, people always want to send an email to a distribution list. And now it is, of course, always a challenge. But of course, when you're using script runner, you can always send emails. And I think I have mentioned, I think last year or maybe earlier this year, I did like a talk where I only focused on sending automated emails using a script runner. But I thought I'll probably talk about this because if you want to use SLA and do something about it, try to use what you have natively. Try to use, of course, your notifications and automation rules. But for everything else, you can always use something like script runner. And especially if you're on data center, then you have endless possibilities. The next question is something similar, and it is actually very interesting. Now, the question is about Jira service management, where the user is asking, about adding some dates in the comments. So let us say you're working in the Jira service management team. You're one of the agent. And when you add a comment, internal comment, you want to basically write something like, okay, on this date, we should do this. On this date, we should do this, right? So basically, the question is that can we use those dates in the comments and create a calendar event? Now, this is something really interesting, and I understand what this user is trying to do. Basically, from your Jira issue, based on these comments with some timestamps, you want to notify people, you want to make sure that it appears on people's calendar. Now, it is possible, number one, to read the comment body and then parse it and then pick up the date and then, of course, create some Google Calendar. You need to use automation, and not even just automation, you probably need to do scripting. Although it is possible, but it is a bit fragile solution, like adding comments and then looking at the dates. My personal recommendation would be to not rely on comments. If you want to do something and you want someone to do something on a specific date, just create a subtask or create any issue, maybe a linked issue from your Jira service management. And you can do it automatically, you can do it manually. You can always create an issue using a transition and then of course populate a date field if you want. And of course, you know, you can always do it like yourself. And of course, once you have issues in Jira with dates, then of course you can use something like Google Apps Script to read those issues and then create Google Calendar events. I've done this, by the way, and I think I have a video on this as well. So this is something that we can definitely do, but doing something like this would require scripting, some kind of automation, and of course, when it comes to integrating two tools using REST API, of course, you know, it is possible, but it is always not really straightforward, and you need some programming. If I have to do this, I'll probably use maybe a Google Apps Script that works really well, because good thing about Google Apps Script is that you can write code within Google Apps, Google Sheets, so you don't really need like another server, and you can probably do it like maybe periodically check for any new issues. It is of course a simple solution, but it works. It works nicely, and I thought I'll probably, you know, mention this. The next thing is about story points and subtasks. Now, if you're regular on the community, I am like very regular on the community. I go to to Atlassian community almost every day to, of course, keep myself up to date with whatever people are asking. And this question about storing story points on the subtask instead of stories, it comes up regularly. People ask this question all the time. Now, the way Jira works, Jira software works, and all the reports work, you are supposed to use story points on story issue type. Of course, you can use a subtask and add these estimation field or story point field on the subtask, but Jira native reports won't read or won't consider those subtask estimation. And if you're trying to look at the velocity chart or burn down chart, it will only look at the stories. And I think Atlassian probably should do something about it, because it's a very common thing when you are trying to create a story. I know that, you know, if you're following Agile by book, you are supposed to use estimation on the stories, but often people want to break it down for their, no one is following Agile by book. At least they are doing something when it comes to Agile. I think Agile is, of course, you know, a bit complicated topic. But at the same time, if you're using a tool like Jira, because Jira is flexible, people have some expectations. So I think what, and again, this is something that I do almost on a daily basis. I tell my clients, okay, if you want to use subtask, fine, but we will probably have to use EasyBI to look at those story points on the subtask, or maybe we need to automate it, because using automation, you can always roll up. There are things like advanced roadmaps that can show you the rolled up view of your estimation on the upper level, or like on the issue types on higher levels when it comes to the hierarchy, or you can obviously just use automation. But I would say try to stick to storing story points on the stories, so that things are, because to be honest, if you're using a tool like Jira, I know Jira's flexible tool, it is customizable, but it is at the same time, you have to use the tool in a specific way so that majority of people can use it. Because even if you're creating those customized reports, even if you're doing automation, people would still look at these native burn down charts or velocity charts, and it can be a bit confusing. So if you're trying to use Jira for Agile, don't use subtasks for storing story points. This is, of course, you know, my suggestion. Unless in future Atlassian comes up with some feature, or maybe they allow these reports to read the story points from the subtask as well. So these are the questions that I wanted to talk about in this session. I also want to talk about video of the week. In fact, two videos of the week. Now, last week I made two videos where I received a lot of good feedback, and I think I should probably make similar videos. I do make a lot of videos. In fact, I make daily video, but I think I should probably talk more about the consolidation side or career side of things. Now, I made this video where I talked about how not to become a hated Jira administrator, where I just shared my experience, and at the same time, I wanted to help Jira administrators who are probably stuck, or if they think they are stuck doing Jira admin work for many years. And I mentioned that you should always think about upskilling yourself, looking at becoming something like a consultant, for example, because you can not only make more money, but you should always, you know, think about your future and what you may want to do in the coming years. And also I made like a similar video, like follow-up video to this topic, what next after Jira administration. So I thought I'll probably, you know, just share these two videos in case you're involved with Jira, and especially if you are a Jira administrator, you're concerned about your career, your future in this field. I think Jira administration, or someone who is using Jira to basically help others, it could be maybe working for a company, or maybe you are a freelancer. I think it's a really good field to be in, but at the same time you should always, you know, think about what next and try to upskill yourself, learn something new every day. And that is why I have my channel where I share something every day. All right, these are the updates from the last week. I hope you found this video, this session, this podcast useful, and you also learned something new. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.